This is Jamie Davis, the PodMedic from the MedicCast podcast, with a special short audio news segment. And this segment has to do with a recent poisoning, an unusual poisoning for the East Coast of the United States, especially in the wintertime, a snake bite. And not just any snake bite, but a cobra bite. Listen in to this special interview with Patrick Doherty, the toxicology fellow from the Maryland Poison Center, as he lays out what happened this past Sunday. And Patrick, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about how this story unfolded.
First, thanks for having me here. The story unfolded Sunday, January 24th. The Poison Center was contacted by County Captain EMS asking where they could find cobra antivenom, which is not the type of exposure that we get every day reported to the Poison Center. So this was something we hadn't dealt with necessarily before. I've tried to find a case of a cobra envenomation through the Poison Center. This is our first case of such exposure. But our specialist who was on staff that night, Mike Joins, was able to handle the call very appropriately, and actually called me later that night on Sunday to basically say we had this really rare cobra envenomation, and just to kind of run things by me and to state that they were in the process of finding antivenom for the patient. It kind of developed Sunday night and into late Sunday night, early Monday morning, with trying to retrieve the appropriate antivenom for this patient who was accidentally bit by a cobra.
And how far did you have to go? I know that the hospitals don't necessarily carry. I know one facility actually had the antivenom, but didn't. It was expired, and so you had to go farther away. Where did you end up finding your resources?
So hospitals in Maryland, most of them carry antivenom that will treat an envenomation from a native snake to Maryland. We have two venomous snakes in the state of Maryland, the copperhead and the timber rattlesnake. More often than not, the Poison Center gets called about copperhead envenomations. Very rarely do we actually get a timber rattlesnake, but it does live more in western Maryland. Every summer or so, we do have a fair number of copperhead exposures, and hospitals that do see these envenomations throughout the year are very adept at treating these exposures, have the antivenom on hand to treat it. But when we have an exotic snake like a cobra, hospitals don't have an antivenom to treat this bite. There's no FDA-approved antivenom for the bite of a cobra because we don't have cobras living in the United States. We don't normally need antivenom. So when an exposure like this does happen, we have to kind of step outside of the box and try to find the closest place available to us for antivenom. Our specialist of poison information was able to use an online antivenom index that is offered through the University of Arizona, and it's a restricted access. Only particular institutions have this. So every poison center in the country does have access to this, and you can search all of the different zoos or medical institutions to try to find where a particular type of antivenom might be located. Because, at least for the United States, the only people that are really licensed to carry exotic snakes like a cobra are zoological institutions. So we're able to look online, find which place has the appropriate antivenom, and then contact whoever works at that organization to find the means necessary to transport that antivenom to the hospital where the patient is being located. And we found it at the Philadelphia Zoo. We initially tried Baltimore and Washington, D.C. They had antivenom in stock, but it had expired. So the closest place that actually had antivenom that was not expired was the Philadelphia Zoo. And we contacted them, and they were able to transport that antivenom down into the city of Baltimore, where the patient was being treated.
And it seemed to work out, and it just points out a couple of things to me that this article says is anytime you have anything like this that happens, even if it's a more routine poisoning, it's really important to contact your poison center early. But this particular case, the earlier the better when you've got to start scrounging around for the antidote.
Absolutely. The Poison Center is the most capable organization for the state of Maryland to find the appropriate antivenom for that particular envenomation. So, and like you said, the earlier the better. That just gives us more time to call the necessary people to make things happen in order to obtain that antivenom.
Excellent. Well, Patrick, I want to thank you for kind of laying out this story for us and teaching us some of the lessons I think that were learned by the people involved. And do you want to share with us the Poison Center number before we go?
Sure. The National Poison Center hotline that can be dialed anywhere in the United States. You will reach a Poison Center no matter where you are located is 1-800-222-1222. Again, that number is 1-800-222-1222.
Patrick, thanks a lot for making yourself available for this interview on short notice and for sharing with us this unusual poisoning situation. I want to remind everybody, you can find out a lot more and sign up for the Tox Tidbits newsletter that the Maryland Poison Center puts out. You don't have to be from Maryland to get that, but you can go ahead and sign up and get the email alerts over at mdpoison.com, a great resource for everybody, especially for those of us in the state of Maryland. And I would also remind you that, don't forget, we have Lisa Booth here on the show regularly, and you can find her segments over the course of the year. We do about 6 to 8 segments a year with her on a variety of toxicology issues. So if you're interested in toxicology, you can find out more over at the main site at medicast.com. I'm Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. You'll find more at the Medicast podcast, available through iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, and anywhere fine podcasts are downloaded.